Welcome to the Weight Loss Navigation Podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Gaither, and this is the podcast for those who want to reach their weight loss goals once and for all without feeling frustrated, guilty, or confused. Together, we find what tools work best for you personally and also what will help you feel happy, upbeat, motivated, and in control. Subscribe now and let's help get you to your goal, but also to help you enjoy the journey starting now.
All right. So you may have heard me talk about this topic a little bit already, but it definitely bears repeating. If you had a friend and you were to say to them that you were struggling with something and it just really wasn't working out, no matter how hard you tried, and they were to say, well, you just need to work harder. What is wrong with you? How come you can't get it together? You'd be like, whoa, all right, you are not good for me. I don't think I'm going to keep you as part of my life. However, when we talk to ourselves in that same fashion, we don't really think much of it. In fact, we feel like that's just the way that we're supposed to motivate ourselves. In that same vein, when you are tasked with motivating someone, whether it be a friend or a family member, maybe your children, and they're down and discouraged, would you ever think to push them in that way? Would you ever say to yourself, all right, now's the time that I just need to get mean and I need to really just berate them and say, come on, you've been trying this for so long. How come it's not working? Of course you wouldn't. You would probably take a softer approach or a creative approach or a nurturing approach or maybe even just like a funny, lighthearted approach, whatever you thought would be best for that person to actually shift them into gear. So again, how come we don't tend to do that for ourselves? I think part of it is honestly just, I wouldn't say laziness, but almost more along the lines of just being tired. You know, it's like we do give so much to others. We do nurture everyone else. And with ourselves, while knowing how to implement all of these tactics with other people, like, okay, I know how to say that just right to that person to get them to think this way, or I know when I say things like that, that really agitates that person. It's a lot of dancing around. It's a lot of energy. And for ourselves, I think we pull out all the stops. We tend to just be like, you know what? It's me. I am who I am. You can't like fake yourself out. You can't psych yourself out because you know the inner workings of your own mind. You can't, you know, second guess yourself. Well, you can't, you know, on one hand be like, oh, I'm going to tell myself this, even though you know it's actually, you know, the goal of it is to shift you into thinking that because you're hearing all of these thoughts. There's no hiding. So I think that we just tend to bear it all with ourselves. And while that is a comfort in sometimes, in some ways, excuse me. So it's the same reason that I say that weight loss is so difficult in the first place, because it is our own personal thing. It's not like bills. We can't just choose not to pay. It's not like work that we can just choose and say, oh, I can't, you know, I'm not going to go. There's other people relying on us in these situations. When it comes to our weight loss, while we know bigger picture that it does affect other people in our lives, it's not as much of a direct correlation. It's not a straight apples to apples situation where it's just really obvious and there's some major instant consequences if things aren't happening. So same thing happens when we speak to ourselves, when we have this mental self-talk. It's just, we're kind of our last person on the list that we're dealing with after we get through our whole rest of our to-do list and everybody else that's on the list above us. And we're at that point where we're just kind of mentally exhausted and we're like, you know what, just let me be real. And real oftentimes is just very raw. Now, as much as we talk nowadays about how important self-care is, I would like to argue that this is part of self-care. While we might not always have the option to go take a full bubble bath and, you know, wine and dine ourselves in this wonderful, overtly self-care way that we would like to, or that we constantly read articles about how we should, at the very, very, very least, let's just consider that the tiniest little situation, like speaking to ourselves in a little bit of a different tone, thinking through how we can communicate with our own selves, even in our minds, and ask ourselves how we would be talking to a friend. When we go to plan out our next steps or to think through you know, okay, like previous diets that have failed or plans that I've, you know, put into place that haven't really have kind of gotten off the rails. What would I say to a friend right now? What would I compliment them on that they did well? What would I say? Okay, what are some opportunities for making sure that the things that went wrong aren't going to happen again? Literally just think through the conversation that you would have with a friend. Try to separate yourself out as two separate people and then have this conversation with a friend, because you actually, when you are put in a situation where you are forced to do something, as frustrating as it can be to not be able to be fully 100% comfortable and relaxed, you often are forced to rise to a higher level. So that being said, I've mentioned this example before. When a teacher says to you, like, okay, do this assignment, it can be on anything. A lot of times lack of parameters can give us just over anxiety about, okay, I just don't even know where to begin, because there's no guidelines whatsoever. And therefore the openness of opportunity can just be overwhelming, where you're just like, okay, I don't even know like what's better than, like, you have an idea, but then maybe there's another better one. So you're kind of frozen. Whereas when someone gives you parameters and they say, okay, this is what the assignment is about, it has to be X, Y, Z, it has to meet all of this criteria, it forces you, okay, you just literally, there's no time for argument. There's no time for sitting and thinking through and saying to yourself, what should I do? And you're not wasting any energy second guessing yourself. You're just moving forward. So in that same vein, when a friend, for example, comes to you and has a situation presented to you and asks a question or is looking for feedback, you have your template. You have the person in front of you that you know. You have your guidelines as far as the topic that you're talking about. You have the specific question they might have asked, or you kind of already know them a little bit to know what kind of feedback you need to give them. It gives you that guideline. Whereas with yourself, it's that wide open situation. So having this mental role play, so to speak, can be a little bit more along the lines of this assignment situation, where instead of being wide open and just never really getting anywhere with yourself, having this mental role play and sitting down and saying to yourself, okay, I am going to talk through all the things that I would say as a person just presenting the situation. And then as the friend person listening, what would I recommend? What would I say to them? What would I offer? And again, when someone comes to you with a challenge or asks you a question, 99% of the time, you can usually come up with some sort of answer. So even though you right now think there are times that you might not know the answers, if you truly were questioned by another person, an outside source on that particular topic, and they were to say, well, what do you think about, what should I do on this? It's most likely you can come up with something. You can actually, if again, put into that box, put into that situation, given those boundaries, come up with some sort of solution. So it's not always about the fact that you don't have the answers. It's that you're not asking the correct questions. So again, thinking through everything that you're about to have, you know, moving forward on your next steps in your weight loss goals, every time that you go to reflect on what your next steps are, try to have this mental conversation where it's two sides of a coin and you think of yourself as two different people having this conversation. This is the person talking it through. This is the person reflecting on it. This person tried to get specific and ask specific questions. This person tried to get specific and give specific answers. You most likely have a lot of the answers inside of you and you already know them. And you just are not at this moment forced to phrase these conversations in these ways. When you are actually put in a scenario where you have to, and it's down to the letter, and you actually have to decide, like, okay, I have a deadline or I have an exact question or an exact goal, and you're again given these boxes to kind of operate within, strangely enough, in a smaller, tighter, more controlled situation, a lot of times we can shine that much better than in one that seems to be, when it's wide open, you know, an easier way to flourish, but it really truly isn't. Let's go ahead and see if you can mentally try to give yourself a little bit more structure, a little bit more organization, and answer those questions for yourself. Treat yourself a little bit more like a friend and think about how you can phrase these conversations in ways that are supportive, the same way that you do for everyone else around you. And let's see if we can then get yourself helping and supporting yourself in the same ways that you do everyone else. I wish you luck.
If you liked this episode and dig my style, I invite you to check out our website, motivationdepot.net. Here you'll find exciting new motivational courses, resources, tools, printables, and awesome products. Also, you can find out about how you can work with me as your coach. Finally, don't forget to join us in our free weight loss motivation Facebook group. I look forward to seeing you there.